It's a very, very busy Monday, Margaret. As every other Monday, we check in with the Bloomington Police Department, and our good friend there is Captain Steve Kellums. Captain Kellums, happy pre-Halloween, early. What do we call that? If it's late, it's belated. What do we call it if it's early? Is there some term for this?
I don't know. I don't know if it's Halloween Eve or what you might call it.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
We should go out and sing Halloween carols like the like they did in years before us and all of that. But the captain checks in with us every other Monday morning, and we get caught up on what's happening in the world of the Bloomington Police Department here in town. And obviously, Halloween being tomorrow night, that's going to be a big, big, big deal. How does weather affect what happens on Halloween? Obviously, we know from a standpoint of if it's not raining, things are easier to see and all of that. But give us your experience with Halloween over the years.
Well, visibility is a huge thing, so it's nice that we don't have any rain in the forecast for tomorrow, because you've got so many kids and people out moving through the neighborhoods and things like that. So whenever that visibility is limited, not only does it get dark so early this time of the year, but with that visibility limited, it really makes it difficult for people to see. And everyone loves wearing these dark Halloween costumes, but that's not the safest thing at night like that. So when you are moving around, we want people to be careful, obviously, and watch out for all of that, especially if you're in those neighborhoods with a lot of trick-or-treaters, because some of these neighborhoods in Bloomington will pull almost thousands of trick-or-treaters. So it really bogs down traffic and slows things down. So just keep your eyes out for those little ghouls running around.
That's right. And there are lots of them, and they're all hopped up on sugar and running around and having a great time. And most of us are just jealous because, we can't move that fast anymore, and B, they're loaded up with candy. 5:30.
Yeah, and most of us can't have that candy that much like we used to.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Well, if you're looking for candy, you can stop by my shop because we have plenty over there.
There you go. 5:30 to 8:30 are trick-or-treat hours in Bloomington and in Ellettsville, so be aware of that. Usually the littler ones go out earlier, and then after that we'll see what's happening. But I think the good news is if you know which neighborhoods are busy, then you know they're everywhere. It's perhaps the ones maybe without the best sidewalks or anything else where people are jumping out. Just be aware. That's all we're asking. You know it's Halloween, you being the listener. You know there are going to be people out. So just take that extra time between those hours. Or you can just board yourself in your house, turn all the lights off, and be the Grinch that stole Halloween. Isn't that one of those Disney movies, Margaret? The Grinch that stole Halloween?
No, that was Nightmare Before Christmas. But
gotcha.
That's okay. We'll leave you
out right.
there.
Don't knock on the doors. Be safe. Do we still worry about checking candy bags at the end of the day? Do we still have those crazy people out there?
You know, we haven't had those problems in a really long
Good.
Time. But we always recommend that, that adults check the kids' candy bags and just make sure, you know, obviously we don't want people, we don't want them handing out any homemade goods. And while those might be great, you don't know, you know, exactly where they came from or what was in it. So anytime anytime you see either homemade goods or packaged goods that aren't necessarily sealed properly, just discard those. There is plenty of candy there. Just pull those things aside.
You mean we'll still have enough?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and if you see something that you've never heard of, if there's a brand that is completely off that you've never heard of, go ahead and pull those aside too.
Yeah, if you're eating Romanian malted milk balls, it's probably not what you want to be doing.
I'm not really sure how long that's set on the shelf, so
you're
right.
I want
to make sure that we get those pulled aside. And I think that's just a basic safety plan that we started doing a long time ago, and it's helped a lot. But again, we're not getting those reports like we used to get of any of the tainted candy. But it doesn't mean you don't want to be safe.
You want to be safe, and you don't want to be sick because you have so many other wonderful choices.
It's not fun at all
to choose from. And the other thing is bundle up. The weather's not going to be great, so I mean, you know, maybe Wonder Woman needs a jacket. Maybe maybe the Hulk needs something underneath there. You know, so just be safe and be aware of all of that. Do you have the weekend when I told the story last hour when I was coming back from Maryland on Saturday night around midnight. And that was made me think of this, driving downtown Bloomington on a 32-degree night. There were some people that did not care what the weather was jumping around. Is the Halloween weekend a big deal anymore?
You know, it does seem to get a little busier, particularly when Halloween falls. This year, Halloween falling on a Tuesday kind of makes the weekends a little bit easier for us. But anytime we have Halloween falling on those Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, which are typical big bar nights, we see a lot of the businesses and bars downtown have special events with the Halloween costumes. And, you know, mixing all the alcohol with those Halloween costumes, things get really interesting and busy for us. But this weekend didn't seem to be very unusual. We didn't get a huge number of complaints along those lines, which was really good. But again, you always see those people out that kind of disregard the weather. You know, another great thing about that, just reminding people with Halloween, don't go into the convenience stores wearing your masks.
Yeah, that's just not a good idea.
Trouble. We get a lot of calls about suspicious people this time of year, and with some of the issues that take place, we want to make sure that people are safe. And just pull the mask off, pull the hood back. The businesses aren't very comfortable with people in there like that because of some of the, you know, possible issues or robberies that we've had in the past. So we always ask people to just be courteous to those business owners and, you know, go in and do your business, you know, and when you do that, just take those masks off.
That's a very fair point. Captain Steve Kellums joins us this morning. Give us some Halloween tips. We know Halloween is tomorrow night. City hours, 5:30 to 8:30. Downtown trick-or-treat, that was a little chilly on Friday.
It was chilly. Now, we had a table outside, but with the rain and the weather, we ended up moving that into Grazie's, and we were really appreciative of them to let us move our table inside there to get out of the weather a little bit. The chief was downtown handing out candy, and there were a lot of kids down there. It was really nice to see. It was a good turnout in the downtown area, and we had a lot of fun doing that. We followed that up with our Coffee with a Cop at Lucky's Market on Saturday, and we called that our Halloween edition because we worked really closely with Lucky's, and they were great to have handouts and bags and candies for the kids, and we did pumpkin decorating and a little costume contest, and had a great turnout and just a lot of fun with the kids that came out to see us.
And another indoor event because Saturday wasn't any picnic either.
Well, it wasn't, but I started Saturday. We had a hiring process Saturday morning, so we had about 40 applicants show up, or 45 applicants show up to test for positions at the Bloomington Police Department, and we had to run a 300-meter dash and a mile and a half outside that morning, so it was a nice, crisp morning to get things started.
Well, that'll wake everybody up, and they should be awake anyhow if they're coming to try out for your team. And we saw a couple weeks ago that you hired five, or not hired, but you have five new officers that have been sworn in and ready to go. Saw the ceremony there, the pictures on Facebook with the mayor, and talk about your new additions.
Well, it's been one of the challenges we've always talked about is getting officers hired and brought into the police department. It's something that generally takes a couple of months to go through the hiring process, and we were really happy to bring on those five brand new officers. Now, four of them do need to attend the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy, and they actually started on the 23rd. So they just started last week.
So that's going to be a while before they're actually on the streets with you.
Oh, yes. That's a 16-week law enforcement academy that they have to complete. And then the officer who we hired, he came to us from the Greene County Sheriff's Department, and he already was certified through the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy, but he'll still have to complete our 17-week field training officer program. So by the time that he's working by himself, he is completely and fully trained on how we do things at the Bloomington Police Department, and he'll be ready to go and competent to provide the services that everybody expects from the Bloomington Police Department. So the process takes a long time, but we're just really happy to get them on board and to get things started. And we're already working for the new year with this next hiring group we just tested.
So the last piece of the puzzle then is going to the state and doing that 16-week course.
Well, actually, the last piece of the puzzle would be our field training course, which is an in-house training course. They're out taking calls for service in the community and learning how to do things we expect in Bloomington.
Gotcha, like an apprenticeship where they go along with somebody being trained?
Absolutely, it's on-the-job training. So they work with a tenured officer, someone who's been trained to teach them, a trained field training officer who takes them around and shows them from all the calls that happened during that 17 weeks and trains them through scenario training, through testing, through about daily evaluations to make sure that they're doing everything they're supposed to. And when we identify some deficiencies or issues, we fix those problems so that we don't have them again.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department every other Monday, so we make sure we know what's going on there. And something else that happened Saturday, I got a couple questions for you on this, which number one, I think it's great. It was National Drug Take Back Day, and people could bring their leftover prescription drugs to the Bloomington Police Department. Now, I know that's the special day for that, but what do I do if it's not National Drug Take Back Day and I find some stuff laying around my house? We know we don't want to flush that down the toilet or anything like
that.
Well,
you might want to remind people we don't want to do that. Well, it's really important you don't flush it down the toilet.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm just saying that sometimes people think, well, why not?
Right.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's a huge problem with the prescription drugs and some of the issues with those drugs either being overprescribed or, you know, someone not needing all those drugs again and not having used them. And then what do you do with these things? Because some of those drugs are extremely powerful and dangerous. And by flushing them down the toilet, they simply move into the water supply. And while a little tiny amount will necessarily make a big difference, if everybody's flushing these prescription drugs down the toilet, you never know what might end up in your water supply.
Absolutely right. That's a terrible idea. I agree with that. It's also a terrible idea that every day that we open the newspaper, there's 57 stories on opioid abuse and everything else. So what am I supposed to do with these? If it's not National Drug Take Back Day, where can I go?
Well, you can always come to the Bloomington Police Department.
Always. So I wanted people to know that. Yeah, don't panic and don't do anything else. Just when in doubt, bring them in, and then you guys will help out with the disposal of them.
We will. Now, the National Drug Take Back Day is something we work with the Drug Enforcement Agency, and they actually allow us help provide for the destruction of those drugs, because that's where the problem comes in. Taking them, maintaining them, storing them until we can destroy them, and it costs money to destroy those. But the DEA every year actually works to get that done for us. So we work very closely with them in that National Drug Take Back Day. We try to advertise that so that people will come in and drop off those. But if you're stuck with a lot of prescription drugs and you don't know what to do with those, you know, just bring them into the Bloomington Police Department and we'll figure out a way to get those safely taken care of. There are a couple of programs out there that if you look, you can find where there are certain take-backs through the Monroe County Prosecutor's Office and a few other places. But again, any questions at all, we'll be more than happy to work with people to make that safe, because the opioid crisis, you're absolutely correct, and a lot of those started off with some of those prescription painkillers like the Oxycontin, the Naroxys, and things like that. So we definitely want to get those out of the medicine cabinets when they're not needed and get them into safe hands.
Yeah, and it's just, again, some people think, well, I don't know what to do with them. Well, yeah, just, again, call somebody that knows what to do and you can help them out. And sadly, you might have to have more of these days throughout the year, just not once a year. If you want to help this issue, and it's been an issue, sadly, and it doesn't look like it's slowing down. What have you done? What resources have you been provided to help slow this down? Do you need more manpower? Do you need more? What do you need?
Well, we've actually worked pretty closely on not only a local level with some of the opioid issues, but also on the national level, looking at some of these national studies. Chief Dekoff's attended several symposiums nationally about the opioid crisis, as well as being at the International Chiefs of Police Association and the issues that were discussed there. And we're looking at how we can do more. And that's a big challenge for everyone, but we continue things with our downtown resource officers who work really closely with the social services and addiction specialists to try to help those issues and problems, looking at ways in which we can do some type of interventions, in some ways to get people the treatment they need to solve those problems. And then, of course, on the enforcement side, we have always worked very hard to deal with people bringing those dangerous and deadly drugs into our community with our narcotics enforcement, our drug investigation enforcement, and we continue to put resources into that, working very hard to try to stop that flow of illegal drugs. Problems with the opioid addiction issues are that they do tend to start in that prescription area and then evolve from there, which makes things very difficult for us.
Yeah, and it's there is no easy solution to any of this when we know that. So keep fighting the good fight on all that. Captain Steve Kalms is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department. As we move forward into November, what's next on our calendar we need to keep our eyes open for?
I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about Thanksgiving. That's pretty much my focus. Does it smell like turkey in here?
I smell turkey. You smell turkey. It smells like that. You're right. It does smell like turkey in here. And I like how your pigeonholed view. But yeah, that's right. We're going to look right towards Turkey Day.
Candy, then we go to Thanksgiving food, food, food. That's you guys are totally
right.
About food.
Wow. On Monday morning, it's a nice distraction. There's absolutely no doubt about any of that. So we'll have Halloween tomorrow night. We know we'll be very busy with that. In a couple of weeks, we'll get to Halloween wrap-up. We'll blink, and Thanksgiving will be here, and we'll have to start reminding people that are going away for break, especially on campus and other places, hey, make sure you get your stuff locked up. We know that story, how that goes every year as well. And when we talk to you next, I know you just did Coffee with the Cop. You're going to have another one in November, or with the holidays, is that going to be goofy?
We are having another one in November. As a matter of fact, we're having Cookies with a Cop.
Oh.
Pay attention for that.
Of course.
I have to find the date, but we're going to have Cookies with
food
a Cop.
Again.
Yeah. Again. And that's coming up really soon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's coming up really soon.
Well, send me an email of when it is, and I'll make sure I get it out there. So I don't want that to go by, because not everybody likes coffee, but everybody likes cookies.
Everybody likes cookies, and as usual, it'll be on our Facebook page.
Okay, great. And that's Bloomington Police Department. Just make sure you click on the one that's Bloomington, Indiana, and it's very helpful. And there's plenty of good posts, good information, and you guys do a great job of keeping that up to date. Thanks, my man. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye, Margaret.
Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. Always a good laugh, always good information. That's what we try to give you on a Monday morning.